The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2008, despite some crazy warnings that doing so would create a mini black hole or something like that, the Large Hadron Collider was fired up for the first time in Geneva, Switzerland. Later experiments at this facility led to the discovery of the Higgs boson. Composer, bandleader, and pioneering electronic musician Raymond Scott was born in 1908. His compositions were borrowed from heavily for the Warner Brothers cartoons and cropped up later in Ren and Stimpy, but he also invented his own electronic musical instruments, including some of the earliest analog synthesizers and sequencers. Cosmonaut Evgeny Krunov, who took part in the historic joint mission of Soyuz 4 and 5, was born today in 1933. Famed paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould was born in 1941. Game Boy and Virtual Boy inventor Gunpei Yokoi was born today in 1997. Former shuttle astronaut and author Mike Mullane was born in 1945. Gremlins and Goonies director Chris Columbus was born in 1958. And born in 1984, Harry Treadaway, who played a Romulan agent in the first season of Star Trek Picard.
Well, we all have our part to play.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Just don't expect an answer.
Are we allowed to be sleeping together, or is that a secret?
Very much the latter.
In 1977, classes began at the Space Academy.
Man's most magnificent achievement in the conquest of space, the man-made planetoid Space Academy, founded in the star year 3732. Here we have gathered young people from the farthest reaches of all the known worlds. They have been chosen for their unique abilities and are being trained to cope with the mysterious, the unknown, the unpredictable dangers lurking in the vast darkness of space.
A new live-action Saturday morning kids sci-fi show from Filmation. Several of its cast members had appeared as children in the classic Star Trek episode, And the Children Shall Lead. But the star of the show was former Lost in Space star, Jonathan Harris. In 1981, the arcades got livelier. Players had to paint an entire maze with a paintbrush and make tracks, or they could guide a frog across a busy road and a dangerous river in Frogger. Meanwhile, in 1981, on BBC One, the day of the Triffids had begun.
I was the first person in England to have been stung by a Triffid. Our plant was too young for its poison to be fully effective, and the doctors managed to save my life. We were beginning to learn about tri-feds, or triffids as they came to be called. They couldn't only walk, they could kill. Triffids began to appear all over the world, and something else was learned about them that sickened everyone. Triffids were also carnivores. They stung their victims, then stood over them, waiting for the flesh to decompose, because not until then could they use it for food.
In 1993, the Fox network brought a new show to prime time that would prove to be hugely influential on TV science fiction, Chris Carter's The X-Files.
Agent Mulder, I'm Dana Scully. I've been assigned to work with you.
Oh, isn't it nice to be suddenly so highly regarded? So who did you take off to get stuck with this detail, Scully?
Actually, I'm looking forward to working with you. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, really? I was under the impression that you were sent to spy on me.
If you have any doubt about my qualifications or credentials...
You're a medical doctor. You teach at the academy. You did your undergraduate degree in physics. Einstein's twin paradox, a new interpretation. Dana Scully's senior thesis. Now, that's a credential, rewriting Einstein.
Did you bother to read it?
I did. I liked it.
In 1997, Voyager bid farewell to one of its more alien crew members.
Her atomic structure is completely destabilizing.
I give to you
this can't be right. Our speed is... it's impossible. We're coming apart!
thousand light years from where we just were.
She's thrown us safely beyond Borg space.
Her replacement, Jeri Ryan as Seven of Nine, had arrived in the season premiere. And in 2017, the Orville set sail.
Commander, you have it.
Excellent. Now, give me the activation code.
The code is 6-Alpha-9-3-7, Alpha-3-0-0. Happy Arbor Day.
Created by Seth MacFarlane, this live-action series harkened back to the glory days of 90s Star Trek, with quite a few veterans of those shows on board behind the scenes. You can read about these events and many more on TheLogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. TheLogbook.com's podcast and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.
What's Arbor Day?
It's the holiday where you plant the trees.
No, I didn't get that either.
You knew what Arbor Day was, right?
I mean, I actually had to think a second. It's kind of confusing.
Nobody knows what Arbor Day is. What would you have said?
I would have said, you got wood.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that is better, isn't it?